to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we are constantly working to improve our financial IQ together. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life, or they're, you know, they've reached a point where they're 40, 35, 40 or older, and they're going, man, I've worked 10, 15, 20 plus years. I'm still not in the financial position I want to be in, and they're willing to do something about it. One of the key principles that you have to understand is that a job does not build wealth. A job is just, you know, the acronym just over broke is what a job is. And we've discussed this before, but it's a thing called lifestyle creep. When you're making 60 grand a year, you live paycheck to paycheck. 10 years later, you're making 100 grand a year. What's the situation then? You're still living paycheck to paycheck. And you can't really explain it. It's what happened. Where'd the money go? I'm making 40 grand more than I was. I was living paycheck to paycheck at 60. Now I'm making 100, still living paycheck. Lifestyle creep. And what it is in a nutshell, the ego pushes you to look a certain way to your friends and neighbors if you don't control your ego. Now, I want to be very careful that it doesn't come across like I'm putting down egos. You want an ego. The reason you want it is because you can't get rid of it. It's there. So you may as well face it. Everybody has an ego. And if you're sitting there saying, no, I don't have an ego, guess what? You got the biggest ego in the room. Anyone who says they don't have an ego, that is the most egotistical thing you could possibly say. So the ego, if you don't control it, will push you to want to appear like you make more money than you do. This is why you see people, you know, with $10,000 watches on, driving $80,000 BMWs, they're in $500,000 homes. But if they lost their job tomorrow, they're done. They'd lose it all. And it comes down to the concept of trading financial success for the appearance of financial success. It's a delusional state that the majority of Americans are in. I remember sitting at a bar one time, and this couple was complaining about money, living paycheck to paycheck, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden she goes, ooh, check out our new watches. We got matching Tag Heuers. What? You're complaining about money, complaining about living paycheck, and you just bought two $4,000 watches. Crazy. But that's what people do. They want to appear. The ego doesn't care if you get out of life what you want. It simply wants to appear to other people as if you have. So, and if you want to study that, by the way, there's got to be 1,000 books on it. Tony Robbins, Stephen Covey address it in their books. But anyway, creep, lifestyle creep comes from, you get a promotion, you're driving a Hyundai. And you say, wow, honey, I think I'm going to get a BMW. It's more representative of my new position at the, which is total BS. But it makes sense, doesn't it? Is it the ego? Makes sense. Yeah, I got to have a nice car to let people know my executive status. Then they decide, for some reason, 2,500 square foot home is not good enough for, you know, two adults and three kids. They have to have a 5,000 square foot home. And so they go from $250,000 to $500,000 home. All of those things eat away at your raise, at your increased income. So the next thing you know, you started at 60 living paycheck, now you're making 100, you're still living paycheck to paycheck. This is why all of you need to be very careful of driving through Memorial, driving through River Oaks, and seeing, you know, two, three, four Mercedes parked out front or Ferraris and all these. Got news for you. A lot of those people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's just their paycheck's 500 grand a year, but they're spending it. So don't be jealous of those people. The vast majority of them are ego-based. They don't really have the money that they claim they do. And if they lost their job, they'd lose it all. And that brings up the point that you must understand that having one source of income, a job, is the highest risk position in the United States. Say, well, oh, real estate investing is risky. Not compared to having a job. Multi-level marketing is risky. Owning a franchise is risky. This is risky. That's risky. Sorry. None of that is as risky as relying solely on a job for your income. So when I talk to people about making 500 grand a year passively or $1 million a year passively, some people, because it's so far outside of their concept of life and how money works. Well, let me tell you a story I heard last night. Bruce Peterson was kind enough to come in and speak last night. Bruce Peterson is a syndicator from Austin. He's a member of Total Wealth Academy, and he's one of the syndicators that our members invest with. He does apartment complexes, hotels, and he came in to speak and he said, Steve, you're not going to believe this. I was at a seminar and I was talking to people about how to make $1 million a year. And a guy, chiropractor, came up to him afterwards and was irritated with him and said, look, $1 million a year, that's obscene. And Bruce goes, well, explain what you mean. Well, I make $50,000 a year and it's enough. And I volunteer once a year and go 3 months to a third world nation and provide free chiropractic care for kids and adults who can't afford it. Well, Bruce said, let me ask you a question. That's your calling. Yes, that's my charity. That's what I believe I'm here for. Bruce goes, let me ask you a question. If you made $1 million a year passively and didn't have to work, how often could you go do that? And the guy goes, I could go all year long. And he started to tear up. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about a situation where A guy obviously has some hang-ups about money. Perhaps, you know, he thinks the love of money, or let's not even say that one because that's what it actually says. But a lot of people confuse it and they go, money is the root of all evil. He may have that belief. He may feel guilty about making a lot of money, doesn't understand where money comes from, which is only from helping and serving other people. So you can imagine someone who has money hangups sitting through a seminar about making $1 million a year passively where you do nothing, and he got offended. I mean, he used the phrase, that's obscene. And again, Bruce said, wait a second. Let's think about it now. Your passion is going to third world countries and giving away free medical services to people in need. And you just said you can only do that maybe 1, 2, 3 weeks a year. If you made $1 million a year passively, how often could you do it? And the guy thought for a minute, and as I mentioned, he began to tear up. He goes, I could do it all year long. And you could tell, in my opinion, I think the reason the guy teared up is because helping those people was his passion. And he wasn't able to do it very often. And all of a sudden, here's a method that would allow him to do it all year long. And I guess it was just overwhelming. So when you think about making money, I think it's important, one, you get control of any hang-ups you have about money. You think money's dirty, you think only bad people have a lot of money, or it's the root of all evil, or whatever weird thoughts you have that are controlling you. Get rid of those. Money is just a symbol. It's a symbol for how many people you've helped and served, based off the principle that there's only one source of money in the United States, and that is other people. To deserve them giving you their money, you have to either add value to their lives or provide a service, bottom line, helping and serving other people. When you finally grasp that, and you go, well, my bank account's empty. Well, guess why? You're not helping and serving enough other people. You can't help and serve one or two people. You got to help hundreds. Why do we get wealthy with real estate? Because we're helping hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people, providing them a safe, secure, functional, clean place to live that they probably couldn't afford on their own. So now think about your passion. What is your passion? Is it you want to spread the word of your religion? Is it maybe you're a doctor like this guy was a chiropractor and you would like to give away medical services? I know all kinds of attorneys who do, I don't know the Latin for it, pro bono, I believe. They do all kinds of pro bono work for people who can't afford attorneys, but they can only do so much because they don't have any passive income. I know many attorneys who would probably, if they had $1 million income, passive, from their real estate, they'd pro bono all year long. You know, people are always hammering attorneys. I'm telling you, I love my attorneys. They are great people. Hardworking, super smart. Yeah, you could say they're expensive, but it's worth it. Some things are expensive, you know, to have that knowledge base. It's expensive. But I... think about what you would do with $1 million a year passive income. Now, I'm going to make some recommendations, but you could do more, you could do less. I believe, and this coincides with the Bible, that at least 10% of everything that you make should go to charity. This sounds greedy when I say it, but bear with me when I say this. The reason I think you should give 10% or more to charity is it changes the way you think. It takes away the fear of the scarcity mentality that there's not enough out there. When you start giving away money, it changes the way you see money. It makes you feel great. It makes you proud. It's a great example for your children and their children. It's just a wonderful experience. Here's the part I said you might think is greedy. You know why I love giving money away? Because it always comes back. And usually in bigger returns, greater than what I gave away. It's like if you look at me at Total Wealth Academy, I do my best. There's, you know, most members take very little time, very little. But there's special members who require tremendous amounts of time. And I do my best to give them all of that time that they need to get over their fears, their insecurities, and start investing passively. Guess where the majority of my referrals come from? And 40% of my business is referral. 40%. It comes from those people. I give and give and give and give more to them than I do 90% of my members. And they send me their friends. It's just an amazing rule. The more that you give, the more you receive. But the more that you hoard your time, your love, your energy, it actually decreases in value. The term affluence means to flow. And affluence doesn't just refer to money. It can refer to anything you want to apply it to. It could be love. True or false? I know there are exceptions to this. There are sociopaths out there. But if you meet a truly wonderful person and you love them, isn't it true that you always get back more love than you put out? See, affluence, which means affluere, which is Latin for to flow, you have to keep the love moving. If you hoard it, I know that sounds weird to say hoard love, but if you're not sharing your love, it's going to disappear. It's not going to grow. You can't hoard it and suddenly you've got all this love. No, it's got to be moving. The same applies to money. Your money has to be constantly moving. Otherwise, what's the opposite of water flowing? Stagnating. What do we know about stagnant water? It's usually poisonous. It's death. So everything of value in your life, love, energy. I forgot to touch on energy. Let's talk about energy. If you don't exercise, your energy levels drop. It doesn't make any sense. Exercise requires energy. You have to expel a large amount of energy. But what do you get back? 2 to 3 times as much energy. Remember, you're not too tired to work out. you're tired because you don't work out. So all these great things in your life have to be flowing at all times. Move the money from deal to deal to deal to deal. Now, it may be 5-7 years between moving it, but it's still flowing. So all of this is leading up to my big sales pitch for today's show. And here it is. Give yourself permission to succeed. I got that from Zig Ziglar. Give yourself permission to succeed. When we come back, I'll explain what I mean by that and how you can apply it to your life. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call me at any time, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and the phone lines are open now. And don't worry about the subject matter that I'm covering. If you've got a question about building that second stream of income with real estate, whether it's single family homes, wholesaling, flipping, or renting, self-storage, hotels, apartments, whatever it is, please give me a call. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. If you're a little shy, put anonymous in the subject line, or use a fake name if you call in. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So at the end of the last segment, I finally got to my main point after making 30 other points, I guess. But the main point is you have to give yourself permission to succeed. The truth is that most of you are not. You are in jobs, endeavors, self-employment that you know will never ever take you where you want to be financially. You know it. And you keep doing it. That is not giving yourself permission to succeed. And most people are not. They know good and well they're never going to get in the financial position they want to be in if they keep doing what they're doing. And they do it year after year, decade after decade, and for a huge number of people, their entire lifetime. Entire lifetime. Imagine this. You try something for 20 years and it doesn't work, and you say to yourself, I know, I'll do the same thing another 20 years and it'll work. Do you get how sick that is? That is a form of insanity. That is a disease. And the majority of people have it. It's a delusion. It's lying to yourself. So when I say give yourself permission to succeed, that means seek out until you find a vehicle that can take you where you want to be. For me, it was real estate. For you, it might be something else. But don't ever forget, 70% of the millionaires in the United States used real estate. So that's why I recommend it. Go find what successful people are doing and just imitate them. So when our students come, when my students come in, they graduate our Saturday class, they hire me as a consultant. Their focus is on building that second stream of income with apartment complexes, self-storage, hotels, whatever, mobile home parks, whatever. And they stay focused on that because that gives them permission to succeed. They now are in a vehicle that can take them where they want to go. It all comes down to another major point, which is most of you, and if you'll think deeply about this, only know one way to make money, and that's to have a job. When you think of making more money, you think get a better job, or you think work more hours, or you think get a second job, because you only know one way to make money. That doesn't float anymore. That was 50, 60 years ago. Longer than that, really. 74 was when they changed the laws. Whatever that is. So, when you finally decide that you're going to give yourself permission to succeed, the first thing you have to do, as I said, is seek out and learn other ways to make money. And I don't want to put down any method. You could buy a restaurant. You could buy a franchise. You could commit wholly to multi-level marketing. There's a multitude of things. I just think real estate is the easiest. I mean, I heard a story yesterday where a 550 unit was purchased. The management company turned out to be thieves. They were stealing ACs. They were stealing appliances. They stole the company blind for like 18 months before it was discovered. 2 years later, they sold for a profit. Real estate is the most forgiving investment there is. You can literally screw up a real estate deal and still make money. I mean, that deal I did, that little 10 unit, I sold it for $300,000 less than it was worth. I goofed it up and still made a couple hundred grand. Real estate is the most forgiving investment out there. So begin today to give yourself permission to succeed. And the first step, for the third time I've said it, start seeking and learning a second way to make money. Learn another way to make money. Only knowing one way, having a job, puts you in the highest risk category in the United States. You're going to fail. Sorry. Are there exceptions to that? Yeah, people who make 350, 400 plus a year. But that's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the really, I'm talking to everybody no matter what your income. But I would say, yeah, I'll stick with it. Unless you're making 300 grand a year or more, it's going to be very hard to ever retire because you just can't save up enough money to retire. You need cash flow. You need passive income that comes in whether you live 10 years in retirement or 50 years in retirement. That way you don't retire and pray you die before you run out of money. It's not a very good way to live. So get out there, start educating yourself. If you want to check out our system, our investor platform, come to our free sample class next Thursday. It's next Thursday from 6:30 to about 8:30. If you want to reserve a seat for that and check us out and see how we're building second streams of income, go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and you'll see a button there. I think it's a bright yellow button that says free class, and you can reserve a seat there to watch it online or come in and see it live. Remember, you retain almost double what you see live compared to online. So if there's any way you can take it live, do so. You'll retain a lot more of it. Okay, got a question here by email, and it is from a member, Erica. And she's asking for an appliance repair service recommendation. Erica, yes, I have a fantastic guy, or I guess it's a company because it's a different person every time, so it must be bigger than I think. But when you deal with the guy, you feel like you're the only client he has. He's a really good guy. So I will send you that recommendation after the show. Second part of her question is, are home warranties on rental properties a good idea? You know, this is a tough question to answer because the answer is yes and no. If I've just rehabbed a property completely and I've got all new appliances, new AC, new water heater, new roof, everything, I don't buy a home warranty. Everything's under warranty. But let's say I hold the property for 5, 7 years, I might get a warranty in the 5th, 6th, and 7th year. But you have to realize that, and Dave Ramsey has one of these, it's you can find out the life expectancy of all of your major systems. They have lists online. So that way you know that a stove is going to last 13 years, that a dishwasher is going to last 11 years, that an AC is only going to last about 15 years. And you know when things are going to wear out, that's about the time to get home warranties. But remember, those home warranties prorate their repairs or replacements. So you have to check out and make sure you've got a really good home warranty that's really going to help and serve you. They're only about $500, $600. So I full disclosure, I never use them ever. But I do know investors who do, and they really like them. So there's my non-answer. It's really up to you. Erica, if you rehab this property, and it sounds like you did, but you may have left some old appliances in there that need repair, that's why I say replace anything that doesn't have at least 5 years left on its life expectancy when you rehab a house. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show. So if you got a question for me, would you please call me right now so that we have plenty of time to answer it before the end of the show? I think we've only got about 10 minutes in this segment. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let's look at this next email, please, if you would open. Okay, this is a house hack question, and I can always tell when I've got a new listener. One, I want to thank you for listening and appreciate you listening, but I don't like house hacking at all. you know, letting a stranger move into your house. It's hard enough for two people and their kids to live together, let alone you, some kids, and some stranger. I've never understood the house hacking on a single family house. Now, if you're talking about house hacking a fourplex, where you live in one part of the fourplex and lease out the other three, I love that. That is a great plan. It's very effective. You can get in for very little down and get control of a fairly lucrative situation where you would generally live for free, no mortgage payment, and make a few hundred dollars in positive cash flow. So, Janelle, if it's single family house hacking, I don't even want to discuss it. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. But if you're talking about a duplex, triplex, fourplex, awesome. Go for it. All right, hope that helps. Okay, let's look at this next email. My email is open to you. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com or give me a call at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Derek. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. excuse me. There's really not a question here. I think you hit send too soon, Derek, because there's not a question. It just talks about unincorporated areas, vacant land, fence and gate. So I'm going to reply to you, and then if you would, finish the email and resend it to me. Okay, Derek, thank you. Okay, this is also so I don't think this deal, wow, okay. This is someone asking about luxury home builds right now. I'm against luxury home builds right now. The reason is a correction is coming. You know, it's not if, it's when. I have the feeling it's going to be the end of this year or early next year because the moratorium on the foreclosures is going to end. So when those foreclosures hit the market, we're going to go from 1 million homes to, it looks like, about 3 million homes for sale in the United States. That's going to make it a much more balanced market. So you may see a dip of 10%, maybe 20% on these high-end homes. So if you're going to do a high-end new build, you need to be very, very cautious as far as timing it, and make sure that there's room to drop that price. I'm suggesting 25% and still make money. Let me say that again. Let's say it's $1 million home. Don't build it unless you can sell it for $750 and still make money. If you can, I think that's a low risk deal. And it can be done even if there is a correction. But if you've got $1 million house and you're only making $100,000 on it, that's not a good deal. I think that's high risk because I think that they will drop 10, 15, maybe even 20. And to be cautious, plan on 25 just in case. It's the heads I win, tails I win scenario that I want you in. Okay, the next part of the question, you do middle-class homes too, okay? And you're looking to raise capital to build a large number of them all at once. Can I do that at Total Wealth Academy? Yes, you could be a syndicator at Total Wealth Academy. I will have to vet you, look at your experience, look at your work, get to know you before you can start presenting to the members of Total Wealth Academy. But absolutely, let's meet next week. Let me see if there's anything else here. Yeah. When I reply to this email, I'll give you a couple of days and times that we can meet together. You can show me what you're doing, and we'll go from there. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Now, Valentina is going, hey, I need property managers, I need CPAs, attorneys. What you're talking about, Valentina, is you need your entire team, and you've left off a huge number of the people that you're going to need on your team to be an effective real estate investor. But I know, I get what you're saying in your email. Yes, if you become a member of Total Wealth Academy, it's $500, covers you for 2 years, and we have, you get to use my team, my CPAs, my attorneys, my roofers, my contractors, my appliance guys, my 1031 exchange people. I've already built your team for you. So yes, Valentina, if you enroll, you'll get a complete team instead of trying to build one on your own, which took me about 10 years to do. So you can knock 10 years off your learning curve by joining Total Wealth Academy. Okay. Let's go to the next email. Oh, we got a phone call. Give me 1 second to get in front of that. There it is. Oh, Lisa in Pearland. Lisa, thanks a lot for calling. How are you?
Good, thank you. I was just wondering, you said the high-end, we have a $500,000 home. Is it a wrong time to sell?
No, it's a great time to sell. The problem, Lisa, is it's a bad time to buy a home. So what people are doing that don't think deeply about what's going on is they go, ooh, the prices are high. They sell their home, and then they have to buy a home in the same up market, and they overpay for that. So they really didn't get any benefit. So tell me, is this a residence or an investment property?
Residence. We may make it eventually our investment property down the road, but we're trying to think about that. Husband is against investment properties. I'm for investment properties.
That's interesting. I know a few people who are selling right now, but what they're doing, Lisa, they're moving into an apartment for a year until after the correction. Then when the prices drop, then they're going to go back and buy another home.
Is it because of lumber? Is it high prices of lumber?
It's because there's only 1 million homes for sale in the U.S., and there's supposed to be 3 to 4 million homes. Means the inventory is very low, so prices are super high right now.
Okay. So I bought the home for $450. Do you think I could sell it for $556 right now?
I would have to run the comparable sales on it to determine that, but you're going to get the highest price you could possibly get in today's market. And Lisa, 51% of homes are selling for above listing price right now.
Oh, wow. But I noticed a home in our neighborhood not sell, so I'm confused.
They may be overpriced. It's either in poor condition or it's overpriced.
Okay. And next year, everything will be back to normal? And you said there'll be a lot of foreclosures in the market?
Yeah, the foreclosures are coming on the market at the end of this year.
Okay. So that gives us an opportunity to maybe get investment home.
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, there's a, it's a catch-22 because, you know, you need a place to live, but you can sell your home for a high price right now, but then you throw yourself into a market where everything's overpriced. That's why many of my students, well, not many, you know, 5 or 6 of them, are selling, moving into apartments, and they're going to sit and wait for the correction. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.